Time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Sarah Tomach. Joining me in studio is Lauren and Jody Hartman. And they're here to talk about an event coming up. Lauren, is you're the one that came up with this, right?
Yes.
All right. Kind you're of. 10 years old?
Yes, but the time the race comes around, I will be 11.
All right. So tell me the story behind starting your own 5K. This is a 5K. What's the name of it?
The Halfway 5K.
All right. So what's the story behind it?
Well, we did the Hillsborough Runners Club turkey trot, and I thought it would be fun to just do my own and to help out Make-A-Wish and all those companies that help other people.
So all the proceeds go to Make-A-Wish?
Yes.
All right. So what made you want to help them out?
Well, my cousin, he passed away in,
I think it was 2014,
and Make-A-Wish sent him to Disney, and he said it was his favorite place, and so I thought that we would donate it in his in memory of him.
All right, awesome. So why is it called the Half-Wit 5K?
Because you have to run half of it just to get 3.1 miles.
Okay. So you're big into running, right?
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about that. Why was the first thought that popped in your head was, hey, let's do a 5K?
Well, we did, again, the turkey trot. And how they did it, it was just really... They were just, like, pros at it. They've only done it, like, 4 or 5 times. And I thought that at first it would be really easy, but now I'm getting into it, and I realize that it's not as easy as it looks.
So you mean, like, planning? Like, getting
it all together?
Yeah, like,
the planning and stuff.
So what has gone into that? When did you start kind of planning, and what's been going on?
Well, we started actually really getting into it, like, October in 2015. And not too long ago, we got quite a few people signed up, but not enough. I have a goal.
What is your goal?
At least maybe 60 people, at least.
Okay. And so it's in April.
Yes.
All right. And so how many have signed up so far?
Not nearly enough.
All right. So you've heard her. You need to sign up for the 5K.
Yes.
I keep telling people, I have numerous people come in here and tell me about the 5Ks that they're doing for their various, you know, charities and things. And I always am like, I'm going to do it one of these times. And I've actually started running again, working back up to it. So maybe by April, I'll be ready to go.
And Wit is very, very flat, which is what I love. So there's no plus.
No hills or anything, so no it could hills. Be possibly the easiest 5K you've ever run in your life.
Yes. And hopefully the funnest.
So, Mom, let's hear from you. What's your part in all of this?
I'm basically the adult in this situation, taking orders from my 10-year-old. I've kind of let her just run with it and...
Literally
just let her run with it. And she came up with a great idea. We worked together to kind of make it, you know, fun and ideas. You know, one of the things that she has talked about is she's won a couple medals. She's in her age group. She's won a couple first places. And, you know, she said that it doesn't really matter about the medals, but she wants everybody to feel, you know, involved in the whole race, whether you're first, whether you're last. So she was very adamant about everyone get a finisher's medal. So, and, you know, she loves the shirts, of course. So we decided to do shirts and medals, which is basically a big undertaking on your first race. But we've had great sponsorships from, you know, the city of Witt. You know, several in Hillsborough have came through for us. We've had a couple of very, very generous donations to help put on the race. If it wasn't for those, you know, donating to even put on our race, it wouldn't nearly be where it is right now, just the effects of medals and shirts and such. But we've had businesses donate items. So we came up with the idea that there's actually tickets on your race bibs. And so the people who are there race day, we will take part of your bib off and we'll actually put it in a drawing and you could be first, you could be last, and you could go home with something. You're gonna we're gonna just randomly pull out race bib numbers until, you know, all the stuff we have that's donated is gone.
All right. And I was gonna ask you, do you still need sponsorships?
We always will take sponsorship. Yeah.
Okay.
It just her main goal is a big check to make a wish. That's her big goal.
All right. So other than supporting a good cause, why should people come run the halfway?
Well, because it just gets you moving, and we hope that the raffles will make it super, super fun. And so you should just come on down because it would be fun. It would be fun, and it would get you moving.
All right.
That's good.
Get you moving and have fun. Two good reasons. All right, so to find out more information, how can people do that?
And we do have several of the sign-up sheets. We have them at Fusion in Hillsboro, Security National Bank in Witt, and we have some at the Journal News as of right now. Probably in February, we're going to be trying to find more businesses that would be willing to drop off and have them there. But you can always sign up online, and it's kind of a long one. You can look it up on Facebook also. We do have it on Facebook. The Half-Wit 5K Fun Run, it should pop up right there. But the actual sign-up to do it is the runsignup.com/race/IL/WIT/halfwit5kfunrun.
All right. And I see I have the poster in front of me, and I see it says virtual option available too. What does that mean?
Well, my coworker that I work with actually introduced me to an online, the Run Junkies Run group, and it's a great organization. And I just kind of put feelers out of, I just basically made a comment about, I was proud of my 10-year-old daughter who was wanting to put on a race. And I had several people in this group come forward and say, hey, if there's a virtual option, we would love to do it. So we weren't originally going to do the virtual option because it's, you know, first race, just kind of getting our feet wet with it. And so we added the virtual race to kind of accommodate some people that's not going to be able to come to WIT to actually show up on race day. So you could race anytime. You can get your 3.1 miles in. And then after March 12th, because we do need to, we will be ordering everything then, and we will be shipping out all the race medals and shirts to the virtual option people after the 12th.
All right. So what's been the most challenging part of putting together your own race?
Well, I'm going to have to say, like, going out and looking for businesses that are willing to help us out. And because that's, I mean, some people can't do it, and that's okay. And some people can, and that's good too. But just going around and asking, like, everyone in the neighborhood is kind of hard. It's like,
so what's your business pitch when you go to the businesses? Like, you walk in, then you're like, hey,
I'm putting on a 5K race, and I was wondering if you'd like to make a monetary donation.
All right. Raising a little businesswoman.
She's something. If she can accomplish this at 10, I have no idea what she's going to do as an adult.
So what's been the most fun part of doing your own race?
Probably designing the T-shirts and the medals, because they're just so stylish.
All right. Sue said March 12th is the deadline if you want to get a medal and a T-shirt, correct?
Mm-hmm. We will also have the race day sign up.
Okay.
On race day, we just can't guarantee a medal or shirt because we just won't have that many extras. Try to get the most donations to Make-A-Wish.
Yeah. All right. So 9 a.m. on April 2nd. Is that a Saturday?
It is a Saturday.
Okay. And meeting at the Witt Lions building, $25 entry fee. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I hope you come on down to the Halfway 5K.
All right. You've been listening to Around Montgomery County with my guests Jody and Lauren Hartman talking about the Half-Wit 5K on April 2nd. And I'm your host, Sarah Tomach.